Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some more Wyoming football. The Pokes getting ready for their first fall scrimmage tomorrow at War Memorial Stadium there in Laramie. Offensive coordinator Brent Vegan joining us on the program. Coach, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy it, too.
Not a problem. You don't have to worry about any heat tomorrow morning when you guys get to practice. What, frost advisories for that first scrimmage? Hopefully guys won't get too cold out there, right?
Is that right? I haven't even looked that far ahead. But, we do have a luxury of going through fall camp without having to deal with guys overheating, which, that's a positive thing. And no matter what the conditions are tomorrow, it'll be fun to see the guys go out there and play.
No doubt. What are you hoping to gain out of that scrimmage? I heard Coach Bull mention maybe get 70 plays out of it. What do you want to see from the Wyoming offense tomorrow?
Well, it's our one opportunity before game time that we're going against a worthy opponent. And, the coaches aren't out there, nothing scripted. The situations arise as they happen. So it's the most game-like, sequences that we'll get before that first Saturday we play. So you just see how the guys respond to that. And, we feel like these first 2 weeks have prepared us well for tomorrow, and I know we're really anxious at really all the position groups to see how the guys go out there and compete.
Where are your big position battles really on the offensive side of the ball? I mean, from an outsider's glance, it may seem like a lot of the starting spots are kind of set. So are you more in the line of building depth behind that, or are there some positions that are up for grabs right now?
Well, obviously you list 11 starters, but we like to play as many guys that are capable. And, I think in the offensive line, how many of those guys are we six deep? Are we seven deep? Will they be playing? And tomorrow we'll do a lot to sort that out. I know tight end, we think we have four guys that are capable of playing, which is more than we've had these first 2 years, but tomorrow will be a step in the right direction of proving that. Receiver, we've added a few new guys, the guys that have already been out there, and just how that playing time is going to sort out, even though the two starters, are going to be Jake and Tanner. Who are those other guys that are going to get the real valuable reps as the season goes on? And, I think running backs, you look at, Brian and Sean, but we've gotten to our third running back, each of these first 2 years. So a pretty good battle for that spot. And an important battle, even though on the outside looking in, it might seem like you're ways away from that. But I know we've gotten to that both years. And I know at quarterback, just continuing to develop consistency, whether it is Josh or whether it is Nick at the backup spot, and just seeing what those young guys are capable of doing as well.
I don't know how maybe one could answer this, but how good is Brian Hill and how much better can he be? I mean, 1,600 yards last year, I'm sure you'd like to have a little more difference in carries, maybe Sean and somebody else, but you're going to rely on Brian a lot. How good can this guy be?
Well, I think we'd all like to think Brian can be about as good as there is across the country, and he's I think he's a pretty driven young man, and I think he's got that kind of mindset. He's up to near 220 right now. I think for him, ideally we're more complete offense. Last year I know there was games and we leaned way too heavily on him, and he came through, but we got to be more balanced so that we're taking that load out. So I don't know what that's going to mean from a carries and yard standpoint necessarily, but I think the more sharp and healthy and fresh that he is, the better off we are, and that's going to be a product of being able to balance carries a little bit with Sean, and moreover, just being able to be a more balanced offense throughout the season.
Wyoming offensive coordinator Brent Vegan joining us here in the Sports Zone. We talk about Josh, and it was such a small sample size with him last year, making that first start with just 13 snaps, but we saw a lot from him in just that little amount of time. What has he done since he's been fully healthy and fully going to improve himself to being a better quarterback? What have you seen from him?
Well, I think different than he was this time last year. He's been out there. I think he realized that week, at least the preparation that goes into it, and then the movement of a game. And although it was a 13 play deal, I think he came back from that injury, both 15 practices in the spring and the first 14 now, and I think he has a much better grasp of what we're doing. You know, you're still trying as a coach to create as many situations so there's a cause and effect. You know, though, he didn't get much of that. He had 13 plays. We were in a couple third downs. We scored once, and then he broke his collarbone. So, you know, as a quarterback, you need to understand situational football. And you know, it's okay to punt every once in a while as opposed to, you know, making a risky play. When is it okay to go after it, you know, down and distance-wise? You know, obviously the score and the time on the clock has an effect on that. So that's really, you know, the picture we're going to try to continue to paint these next 2 weeks before we lead up to game time.
And maybe slide a little bit. It's okay to slide.
Certainly protect himself. Yeah, you know, that was a poster for not how to protect yourself as a quarterback. So, yes, definitely.
You said, are we six, are we seven deep along the offensive line? 14 practices in, where would you say you are there? Is it too early?
Well, I think after tomorrow, I think we would have a better feel. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's some guys that are, you know, have made strides that are right on the edge. Brinkley Jolly, who missed most of spring at the tackle position, is doing some good things for us to, you know, say, okay, he's getting closer. You know, obviously, DeRyan coming in as a senior but a first-year center, I mean, that's still a little bit of a work in progress to see how he competes tomorrow. You know, Gavin Rush of the newcomers, the new freshman, has been, you know, the most impressive. So, you know, those are guys that didn't play last year, the three of them, but, you know, they have a lot to do with how it shapes up the rest of the way.
If those guys show you the ability to say, hey, we can count on these guys, where would that put you, about 7-8 deep that you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to, you know, the four returners, right, and then those three. Right. I mean, so I think, I think ideally we'd be in that 7. And then you've still got guys that are coming along behind them. You know, to say an O-line is getting a five-man proposition, that's pretty, mm-hmm, that's pretty hard to imagine. So we need to continue to build that group up, and it'll be great to see them go out there tomorrow and just see how they respond in that game-like situation.
I mean, this may be a tough one to answer as well. Is Chase Roullier kind of that anchor of your line? Is he an NFL guy? I mean, getting some looks there, it seems he's got that build, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think without question he's the anchor. You know, he's such a, I think, physically talented player, but on top of that, he's really smart, and it really takes that combination to not only be exceptional at the college level, but then to have, you know, the pro scouts looking at you. And I, you know, from what we've seen in the past of guys that have been able to make that jump, I think Chase is definitely in that conversation, and we look for him to have a big year for us. And unfortunately, it just can't be one guy up there blocking; it takes the whole group. But he is definitely the anchor and the glue and all that stuff. And you know, I've been real pleased with his taking on that role a little bit more as a senior.
You always hear the offensive linemen are some of the smartest guys. They don't talk much, but they're some of the smartest guys because they just got to know what everybody's doing. Is that the case? I mean, I've talked to Chase. I talked to some of the offensive linemen, and given the opportunity, they'll talk a lot. But but they got to be pretty on the ball and on the spot with the intelligence of this game.
Yeah, you know, there's probably an adage out there that the you know, the big old dumb jock lineman, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, we need smart guys. Maybe some offenses can get away with that, but we certainly can't. You know, we need smart guys. You know, Chase is an engineer. Zach Wallace is an engineer. I mean, those guys are, you know, not only doing it on the football field, but in the classroom, not, you know, just to single those two out, but they're engineers, and that's a pretty tall task on both ends. But you mentioned that they generally are the more soft-spoken type. You know, they're not the guys that are, you know, out in front of the camera or whatever a whole lot. But, you know, they're kind of workmanlike. And if you have a bunch of guys that ultimately can gel as a unit and understand their roles and be able at the very least, communicate with each other, you know, then you got a chance to be pretty effective. And, you know, I think going into our third year, I know we feel better about that position. We're still youthful, but we are definitely making steps in the right direction.
We know Tanner. We know Jake going to be there at wide receiver. Some good guys to count on. Seniors. What about behind them? Who have you seen? Not to necessarily single out one or two, but who have you seen though that could make that jump and get some production there at wide receiver?
Well, it was a pretty good drop off from from 1 and 2 to beyond that last year, and a lot of those guys were true freshmen out there, and the two guys that got valuable experience that have, you know, shown at least a step in the right direction year one to year two, James Price and Joe Parker. Mm-hmm. And then, the, you know, the guys that weren't on the field last year that have stepped up. CJ Johnson, I thought, had a really good spring, and he's continued that on this fall. Austin Conway is a name out there that I'm sure all Cowboy fans know, are well aware of, and he's really made a good leap from the spring to now, and you can see where he's going to be an asset for us. And the one true freshman, John Aquali, is a guy that I know that is going to make an impact. So, a lot of the same guys, a bunch of them a year older, a bunch of new faces. I think we feel really good about where that group's heading.
Always good to catch up with you, Brent. We appreciate the time, and we will talk soon. September 3rd is just right around the corner at Northern Illinois, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Hard to believe, and you'll be out there for real. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having me on.